My name is James Alexander from the In God We Trust ministry, online ministry. Their address is ingwt.org. And I'm going to be talking today about the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I know this is not controversial as far as I'm concerned. Some people say, well, this. But there's not one word here controversial. And you have to think about your own personal life. Because as Jesus, that's what they call him in English. Yeshua is what they what should be called him. Some say Yahushua. Jesus is the name that they use in English. I don't always use that name. But everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Are you doing the will of? Am I doing God's will? I can tell you many, many years ago, I wasn't. I thought I was. Oh, yeah, I thought I was doing pretty good. I know I was wrong. A lot of things I did. Yes, I did drink some wine. I did drink some beer. I wasn't alcoholic. Even some people said I was, but I wasn't. And the Bible preaches about, it doesn't say you can't drink. It says not to be an alcoholic. Okay? I was never a drug addict. I never did all of heroin and cocaine and all those kind of things. Some people might say, oh, yes, he did. Well, they ain't telling you the truth. Not about me. Now, that last verse there in 23, when, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Now, the word iniquity is sometimes, I used to understand it's just plain sin. But it's more than just sin. Iniquity could be sin or a crime, wickedness, or any act of injustice or unrighteousness. In Isaiah 59, verse 2. Yes, Isaiah 59, verse 2. I'm using the King James also on this. Your iniquities have separated between you and your God. I'll just repeat that. Iniquities have separated between you and your God. But here, up here in Matthew, he says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and thy name done many wonderful works? Well, it sounds like they may help other people save, get saved. Okay? They've saved through grace. But they couldn't save themselves. Now, how can that be? I mean, we got preachers all over the place. You know, every church has their main minister, and they have a backup minister, or minister in training, or whichever you want to call it, or wherever that place of worship have it. They call them all different. You call them preachers, pastors, and so many other names they call them. But according to this here verse, yeah, they can save many people, help them get saved, preach the word to them. But not make it to heaven themselves. Okay? I'm not excusing them. This was just Jesus said this. Yeshua said this. Yes, he did. Matthew 7, 21 to 23. Basically, Paul was referring to the same thing in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, not fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor infamous, nor abusers themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall enter the kingdom of God. A lot of people ain't going to make it. It's in the book of James. Now James said, you break one of the law, you broke them all. I don't have to say more than that. Okay, now there's a lot of words we have. If you only use the King James, there's a lot of words you may not know what those words mean. Like reprobate mind, covetous, infamous, revelers and extortioners, abomination, raca. There's a lot of words you may not really know and understand. I had to start looking them up. But Paul seems to have covered a lot of things here that brought it into understanding, or should I say a better understanding, He spoke in the Romans, chapter 1. And I'm going to get to that page here myself, Romans chapter 1. And in Romans chapter 1, we're going to go from, Romans chapter 1, verse 22 to 31, but I'm going to go a little further back there. I'm going to go further back to verse 21. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as a God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolishest hearts were darkened. Now I'm speaking from NIV at the moment. Now verse 22, and all the way up to the end of this verse, a chapter here. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal men and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexually impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged their natural relationships for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relationships with women and were inflamed with lust for other men. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalties for their perversions. Now, this can we get kind of heavy here, aren't we? Furthermore, since they did not think that it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, boastful. They invent ways to doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they now know God's righteousness, decree that those who do such things deserve death. They not only commit to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. One of the heavy things that we ever, I was at a meeting at a church. It was a class, really. And they were basically, when I first learned to understand this verse here, but those who practice them, watching pornographic movies, okay? I should have may say more. They are approving of these people committing sin. Some of them even committing adultery and fornication and doing everything with men and women, women with men. They're watching the whole bit. And this, what I just read to you, covers all that. And also, it covers people that are always doing terrible things to others. Telling lies about other people. That's a way of trying to hurt somebody. They'll tell their friends and all that, and even some of the code makers, oh, so-and-so this, so-and-so that, and they know it's not true, but they try to spread lies on somebody. These people ain't going to make it to heaven, according to what this Bible's talking. Okay, he's talking about greed here also. I want to be greedy. Well, in the Ten Commandments chapter, the last commandment, the tenth one, speaks about not wanting what your neighbor has, not trying to get what your neighbor has, not trying to steal from the neighbor's wife or his animals because that's what you want. Well, it's not only that. You're trying to, you want to do better than them. You want to look better. Well, all this is covered in here. So you got to wonder about that when you turn on your TV and watch some of these movies. Listen to some of the music in your house. I was told many years ago about about there are certain religions, they call it religions, who do not use TVs for these purposes, what I just read to you. Because they're watching sin. Them soap operas in the afternoon, oh yeah, mm-hmm. That's full of that. Okay? So we have to be careful. It's kind of rough. Jesus didn't ask for much of us. Just follow those 10. God said that. That's just the basics. The Ten Commandments is just the basics. There's other things. There are others. But that's the basics if you want to be saved. All right? And the fourth commandment about worshiping on the Sabbath. Sometimes bad teachings will make somebody think, oh, Sunday, first day of the week is the Sabbath. I even heard a deacon say it in a Sunday school class. I even heard a deacon say it. And I wasn't that deep into the Sabbath worship. I wasn't doing it myself. But somehow reason that particular day, I said, well, he's wrong with Sunday being the Sabbath. So that started me on some searching. I said, why do I keep saying to myself, he was wrong, but I can't prove it. So I found my proof right there in the Bible. I had to start studying. I had to start learning. So sometimes the errors are handed down to us. Handed down to us with somebody else. So, you know, we have to be careful of that. It's like in Ephesians chapter 4. As Ephesians chapter 4, 31 to 32, I'm going to use the King James for this. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven us or you. That's what it says here. It says, you have here the word you. I say us. Okay, that's the same difference as far as I'm concerned. Because I feel as though I'm saved. Now, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. And, you know, if we look at ourselves and say, you know, what have we done wrong? What did Jesus speak about that? But these people have done wrong. He says, I don't know you. In Matthew 7, 21 to 23. And he says, I don't know you. He only knows them that doeth the will of thy Father, which is in heaven. He's speaking to these people as a person or people, or speaking to everybody who's reading this, as they may have, what have they may have done, so other than what I've just spoke about. Have he or they disrespected the Holy Spirit? Did he or they do good works only for a reward from God? It's called manipulation. Did he give lots of, you know, did he or they that he's talking about give lots of money and other things to religious groups and churches and expect God to give them more because they gave? You know, you'd heard the term, the more you give, the more you'll get. And if you're just going there for that reason, well, you might come under what Jesus said, I don't know you. Now, you didn't give from your heart. You just gave to get more out of me. Okay? That's kind of, you know, I could say that could be part of manipulations. Now, and I'm going to read this one also to you, too. In 1 Timothy, I'm sorry, 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers and fathers and murderers and mothers and manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for manstealers, for liars, for perjurers, person, and there be any other thing that is uncontrary to the sound doctrine. Now here's one here called man stealers. I'm sorry, I meant man stealers, But it's, where does man still is in verse 10? King James uses a different word, if I'm correct. It uses a different word, but what they mean by manslayers? It's United States of America. There was a lot of men and women from Africa was brought to this country. That's right, I'm from the United States of America. Brought them from another country and sold to whoever bought them for a profit. And the sellers, yeah, they sold them for a profit. They made money. It was big money and stealing people and buying. Yeah, they bought some in Africa. They bought some from the kings of the tribe, and they stole some while it was on the way out. They stole more than they bought. I can tell you that right now. For what I understand, they stole more than what they bought, much more. Okay, they stole more people, men and women. A lot of them died on the way over here in them ships. They didn't have no air conditioners. They didn't have no toilets to go to. They were down there in the blown. They were down there in the dungeon part of it, all chained up. Okay, they suffered. But they were strong people. And the ones that made it, they were very strong. Well, they bought stolen people. According to the Bible here, what Paul says in Timothy, 1 Timothy, chapter 1, 9 to 10, this is a sin. And the buyers of those people, they bought stolen goods. Okay? Are they innocent? No. They had to answer. That's right. Somebody went to church on every Sunday. Left the slaves in the field. And what were the preachers doing back there in that time? When it got right here. It's a sin. Buying and stealing, stealing and buying stolen goods. Human beings. You remember that. Teach your children about that. And these things are still happening around the world, folks. Don't let me fool. Nothing about fool you. These things are still happening. Some of these militant groups are stealing women so they can live out there in hiding from the law, but so they can have some women. They steal women. Put them in cactus and make them their wives. Forcefully. Okay? These things are going on in this world. And don't think it's not. Can't run from it either. But know about it. But we got to be open-minded and understand the Bible and not run from the truth. There's a lot of bad things that went on in this world. And a lot of things have of what God said to do and not to do that's not being distributed correctly. Yes, they wants to okay having abortions in this country and other countries. It's okay to have abortions. No, and now they're trying to, people are trying to say, oh, no, they should not. Well, they're doing their Christian duty by telling them. But are they out there telling them, hey, God does not want you to do this? I see some of them standing out there doing that, say, oh, but there's signs, there's abortion's bad and so forth. They didn't put God's name in there nowhere. Nowhere. I've seen them stand out there doing it. If they're going to do it religiously. Teach these people, because some of them may not know. Some of these women may not know what they're really doing. Okay? And tell me, if you're one of the people who has been staying out there at these abortion clinics and things, trying to keep women from having abortion, make sure you do it religiously. And say, hey, this is not what God wants you to do. If you don't want to have the baby, go ahead and have it and let somebody else have that baby, because they might want to have a baby, can't have one. Work something out. These kind of things can work. So we have to do our best to help even newborn babies, babies that have not been born yet, still in the mother's womb. So we got to be more religious in the things we say and do. We have to be careful of the things we say and do. And not criticize other people, but school them. Show them the truth and tell them the truth. That's what that website is all about. In God we trust. It ain't about money. Can't buy your way into heaven. You might want to be, you know, some people might want to be rich, famous. That might be here on planet Earth, but I don't know about in heaven. Okay. So we all have our issues. Yes, we do. We all have our issues. But we have to learn. Without learning and not moving on, and some people say, you know, I understand this. I heard people say to me, well, I'm going to worship God my way. Okay. You're going to do things your way? That's up to you. But sometimes your way may not be God's way. And you wonder why. Jesus, as many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name and in thy name cast out devils and thy name done many wonderful works? Then Jesus said, I progressed unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me. You to work iniquity. So there's a lot of things that we have to be. That we have to be aware of and understand. We have to not look and live for today. We have to live for tomorrow. And we got to help our brothers and sisters. And that's what that website is all about. Because sometimes people, I've heard this, you know, well, I know this can be said. Well, if I don't know the truth, then I'm not going to be guilty. Well, I'm not going to be guilty of those things if I don't know the truth, so they'll stay away from the truth. And feeling that, oh, well, there's some truth out there, but as long as I don't know it, I ain't going to be judged by it. Well, if you know the truth is out there and don't go after that truth and understand that truth, then you're still guilty. As soon as you find out there's some truth out there, but you don't want to know it because you got to change your life because you can't do what you want to do. I was living my life that way. I'm not going to lie to you. I lived my life and did what I wanted to do. Even though I believed in God, believed in Jesus was the Messiah, and I was doing my thing. Okay? Until my life got to such a bad shape that I had to remind myself, oh boy, I sure messed things up here. What in the world happened to me? I wasn't drunk. You know, I was not homeless. I had a job. I was not happy. I was a miserable person. Alcohol and cigarettes and drugs had nothing to do with it. I wasn't there. But God had a job for me to do. I know some of you may have heard about that and God has something for you to do. If you don't do it, you have to get somebody else to do it. And leave you stranded out there wondering what in the world happened to your life. That's what happened to me. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. That website does not ask anybody for money. Because God wanted that website there. It's only one person in a trillion, billions, gets something out that website to help them out religiously. Then that website did its job. Just one. One person. That's what it's all about. No money is being asked for at that website. Not one dime. I had said, a few people, it sounds like you might have a little cult going on there, trying to sell your own thing. I said, no, I'm not. Every word comes out the Bible. The other people who put things on that website, same thing. Every word comes out the Bible. But people want to, you know, some people want to do the Bible their way. They're going to read over things. I'm going to tell you what happened to me many, many years ago. I started reading the Bible like a book. But something seemed to be missing. I had always recalled reading the whole New Testament, maybe not all the Revelations, but the whole New Testament, first five books, and some of the other books, Psalms, and so forth. All these, maybe, some of them you didn't read the whole books, but I read a lot of it. And some of them we went over in classes that I had been going to and some training I went to. But when I was young, you know, I just didn't understand what I was reading. Maybe because when the churches I went to weren't churching right, or they were taught an error, and now they're sending error to somebody else. For some reason, God wanted me to learn some of the errors. And now I have a job to do. And that job is to pass on some truths and some understanding. I might not use the word truth, but sometimes I say, yeah, you shouldn't use the truth, just maybe just use the words understanding. And I'm still learning every day. You never stop learning. I'm still learning. But for some odd reason, God gave me some equipment, nothing expensive, to make these recordings. So I can put them out there. For someone else to put out there also that's on that website, who does some work at that website. So we work hard, but somehow God got us the equipment to do this in a place that's quiet. I haven't heard any background noises. I haven't heard any trucks going through, no airplanes. I know when it's the right time, God lets me know. God made sure I had the equipment to buy. It was microphones and this headset microphone and the recorder I'm using. Yeah, and the Bibles I have too. I got a lot of Bibles there. But not right in front of me, but I have them here. God made sure I had learned some things. Get some better understanding. So remember, as things go along, you got to answer to God sooner or later. And Jesus is going to be standing right there. And he got the key to the door. He got the keys to the steps. The door at the steps that leads up to heaven. And he says, now everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter to the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So I hope that anyone that's hearing this will not hear the words from Jesus saying, I don't know you. I hope you don't hear that words. Pray. Because prayer is a great thing to do. Because through prayer, you have to ask. And sometimes you have to ask God to teach you. Ask God to run your life and direct your life. Not for financial gain. Not for prestige. Not to be looked up to by other people. Because you love God more than anything else. That's the number one thing. Got to love God more than anything else. Your husband or your wives might turn against you when you try to tell them some things that you learn from the Bible and correct some of their ways, and they might turn on you. But that's okay. You pray about that. Keep on praying. If you're going to a church and you start learning some things. You go to church and start hearing some preachers or some deacons teaching and preaching some things that you may not agree with. Or you know where there's verses that says that's not correct. Well, that's up to you what to do. Because every situation is different. And it's also said in the Old Testament there's a time for everything. It's a time to open your mouth and a time not to open your mouth. You got to let the Holy Spirit guide you. Okay? Got to let the Holy Spirit guide you. Because you do it yourself, and everything is self, there might be a problem. Pray before you open your mouth. All right, I'm going to shorten this up. I was going to read some of the words of, in the Bible. You're using the King James. There are some words that you may not understand what those words actually mean. You've just been reading them, or you think you know what that word means. Look those words up, because they may mean a lot. That's one of the things, but the NIV Bible does help out with that, even though there's some things that some people say is controversial, may have changed the whole meaning of the whole verse. And some people say it's true, and some say it doesn't matter. There's nothing there that can keep you out of heaven. That's the main thing to understand. Some people will try to trick you. So, oh, you got to have this Bible here because that Bible there doesn't have all the whole truth. Things have changed. That's what people say to me now. Oh, things have changed since the King James Bible was written. Well, I don't know what to say with that, except nothing has changed that will keep you out of heaven as long as you do as Jesus says. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So you have to try to do God's will. And that's what Jesus would have been teaching. Love your brother and your neighbor as yourself. And will you hurt yourself? Or would you try to help yourself, help your neighbor? So I'm going to end this here. And I'm going to be praying for you. And I try to say a prayer. I don't try. I say a prayer each time I record, before I record. Sometimes I'm saying, I have a little outline written out, and I'll be praying during that time. I'll be praying the day before I start this recordings. I pray right before I sit down to record. And I hope that, and you go to that website, and there's a prayer there, when you go into the read here, make sure you listen to that prayer. Because I always say a prayer that people hear this and open their minds and not run away from what they're about to hear. Because they hear because they want to hear something. God sent them there to that website to read or hear something. Yeah, we have written files there to be read. All from the, you know, from the Bible. We have audio verses and books. Some of them are long. There's some audio there. There's some songs there too. But everything that was done, it was prayers said first. Not at that moment, right then and there. It was prayers even before the thought came. What to do. Yes, I've been having, what I'm just speaking about right now is the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom. Oh, this is was written up. It's not at the website. It was written, and I wasn't going to sit here and read everything. I had to pray. And some things I had said to you, I hadn't planned on saying. That's the Spirit going to work. Now, the Bible verses is written down to what I went to that I was going to read from. Yeah, they're here. So if anyone has any comments, go to Bad Ones. Go to the website and send it to us. It'll get to me sooner or later. So I pray that I haven't upset anyone, angered anyone. I pray that you come back again and hear some more of things that we talk about, speak about, teach about. Right now, one of our next one, I'll show you the next one I'll probably be doing, will be called Faith and Works. James Cooper did The Wall. I'll be doing Faith and Works, which will be the next one that I will be doing. And this one here, I hope that you listen to several times, look at those Bible verses that I was reading and see it for yourself, that I did not just make up anything. Don't trust me. Go to the Bible and say what I read to you is what I said. Follow along. Okay? God bless you all. God be with you. May God send his grace upon you. May the Holy Spirit guide you in your way. To your Bible. To your place of worship. And may it be a blessed day for you. Because every day is a blessed day that I can get up and walk and talk. Read and write. Have a warm place to lay in. I thank God for that. Yes, I do. And if God gave me all that, he gave it to me for a reason to do something for him. That's right. So keep that in mind. That if you have a lot, things are good for you. You pray a lot, and things you have a lot. Then God gave it to you because you've been doing something good. If you're doing something good, God wants you to do something with it other than for yourself. Yes, I got some of this equipment in front of me. And here as lately, the last 40s and things I've done is all done with God's work. Okay? Yes, I have done my own music on here, using it to record some of my own music. But slowly but surely, I didn't do any jazz and R&B stuff. I did some relaxation music. I have done some music the words that was recited during the music came directly out of the Bible. I had a person say to me, "Hey, what'd you think of that? The religious stuff and the music and stuff." "Well, it was all right." He said it was all right. He didn't recognize that all the words came out of the Bible. Not one word was personal from the person who was reciting, which wasn't me. Okay? Didn't say anything about that. I started questioning that person's religious beliefs and understanding. Okay? So, think about all that and think about things I said. God bless you. Be peace to you. And guide you through the day, tonight, tomorrow, and every day. And just pray, pray, pray. And ask God to work in your life and take your life over and not you yourself. That's what I did, and this is how I'm sitting here doing what I'm doing right now. So be it. God bless.